SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayong araw ang isa sa ating espesyal na bisita para pag-usapan ang kanyang libro na isinulat sa unang pagkakataon. Ngayong pong umaga, napakaswerte natin para makasama at kilalanin si Attorney Linda Jeronimo Santos. Magandang araw po!
Magandang araw sa iyo. It's very nice to be here and thank you for having me.
Isang karangalan po, lalo na para sa akin, ang makasama kayo dito sa aming programa. And this time, kamakailan lamang po, ano, ay nakapag-launch kayo ng libro sa unang pagkakataon. Pero bago po natin pag-usapan yung mismong libro, Attorney Linda, gano'n na ba kayo katagal dito sa Australia?
Matagal na. Dito na ako tumanda. I was here when I was a young woman, nung bago pa lang ang nag-lift ng White Australian Policy. And I was supposed to go to America on a scholarship. Biglang nag-open dito. And at the time, I was a young woman. I thought I was going to go to Austria. I haven't heard about Australia at the time. So I didn't know anything about it. When my visa was approved, I had to ask the consul to give me material to describe what Australia is all about.
Wow.
So because I didn't know anything about Australia. Because it was, I mean, they, for a long time, they only accepted white migrants. And when they lifted it, I thought, where am I going? And I went to the consul and I said, consul, I don't know what it's all about. Can you please give me material to tell me where Australia is and what it's all about? And he was very cooperative.
Bakit? Bakit Australia? Ano nga nakita ninyo na mayroon sa bansang ito?
I actually made a choice. Will I have to go to Hawaii or to Australia? Australian visa arrived first, so I took advantage of that, and then I was still here when my scholarship was still on, and I just said, look, I think I'm going to stay in Australia. But it was quite a challenge for the first time to be in Australia. It was so foreign to me.
Yes, and during those times in the 70s, katulad nung sinabi nyo na kaka-lift lang ng White Australian Policy, how was the life back then?
When the Australian policy was lifted, White Australian Policy was lifted because they need more people. At the time, they had about 6 million Australians, and it's a big country. As you know, it's a continent, and it's one of the largest. And the population is about 6 million at the time. So they lifted the policy, and a lot of non-Europeans arrived here. And it was quite a challenge to be in Australia for the first time because you've got cultural problems and you've got language problems. They've had a different accent. Also, it was very, very lonely because at 6 o'clock, everything was closed at the time.
Totoo po
and
yan.
The moment I got here, I told my mom, Mom, can I go back? And I just go to Hawaii because my Hawaiian visa was still on. And she said, why don't you give it a try? But I wanted to go back because it was so quiet, nothing at all like now.
Yeah, but now for so many years, nandito pa rin kayo. Hindi nyo iniwan ang Australia.
This is now home.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course, the Philippines is home, but this now my home. Philippines still my country.
Right. And bilang nandito kayo sa bago ninyong tahanan, alam ko marami po kayong mga pinagdaanan over the years.
There was a bit of discrimination at the time because they're not used to seeing Asians. They're used to seeing Europeans and white Australians. So there was a bit of a discrimination, little things. But I've got a good sense of humor. When somebody said to me, Linda made a mistake because she's got a small brain, and I just laugh it off because I could get angry. And I said, oh yes, Linda is such a small person. She's got a small brain. Ha, ha, ha. So I take away the sting, and everybody laughs. And that's the way I handle the discrimination here. I turn it into a joke. And then I don't get offended. Nobody gets offended. And I don't take it to heart because we're very new. They don't know about us.
So you got parang thicker skin. Kailangan.
Yeah, you have to develop that here. And I turn it into a joke because if I get angry, it's a losing case. Because I think it's just ignorance. They don't know about us. So they say things that are discriminatory. I survived that and I learned to develop.
At dahil sa attitude nyo na yan, naging kayong matagumpay na abogado at naging bahagi din kayo ng council ng Blacktown. Kumusta po ang experience nyo doon?
Yeah, it's been a long, I think it's been a long journey and I've been active, you know, like I'm used to work long hours, wake up at 4 in the morning, study, go to uni, and then go again. I also did a weekend job. Mm-hmm. So I had not wasted any time. And to me, that was quite my lifestyle. Being in Australia, it worked very well.
Yeah. Etong napakayaman na experience na to ng buhay ninyo ay naipon ninyo para maging material ng isang libro. The Girl in a Barrel. Bakit po ito ang naging titulo ng libro?
Oh, the title is just, I'm actually making fun of me. Because when I was a kid, I come from a broken family. And my dad would have me fetch so he could see me. So I was only about 5 or even younger. And then I would, my cousin would say, oh, you better stay in a barrel. And I said, okay, you play hide and seek. Daddy won't find you there. We'll put the cover. And then daddy won't find you till you're going to win a game. So to me, it was a game playing hide and seek with daddy. Mm-hmm. It was later on I found out that there was a real reason for it. But that's okay. That's life.
Oh, well. Yeah. At alam ko, bahagi ng librong ito ay yung mga karanasan ninyo nung kayo ay bata pa, lalong-lalo na yung mga pinagdaanan ninyo sa buhay. How was it? Parang yung pagta-travel ninyo back sa memory lane and then isinusulat nyo yung libro.
I think one thing about writing the book is I enjoyed it so much and I thought, this is very good. I don't have a deadline. I work at my own pace. I've got no clients complaining about me. I've got no law society saying you don't do that, you don't do this. So it really gives a free rein to your thoughts and to your imagination. And I'm already thinking at this stage of trying to get some plots because I've got more time now to write. Right. So it's a privilege to be able to write it.
Ano po yung hinuhope niyong maging impact, lalo na sa mga young writers din, nitong inyong bagong libro?
Okay, I really had an exciting, probably adventures as a child. Mm-hmm. And I suffered also in a different way because I was, you know, what's like in the Philippines, you come from a broken family, so you suffer from that. I never told my mom that I was suffering from this because she was a very fragile and I was very protective of her. So what I do is people abuse me and I walk away. And I just said, okay, you abuse me now. Tomorrow I'm going to make you cry because I'm going to top the exams. Mm-hmm. And that's how I fought the challenges. I fought back. And for the young people, do not make any things along the way a problem because it's not a problem. You can remove the problem and make it a positive step for you because you're young, plenty of opportunities. There's no problem that you cannot solve. Mm. Just be persistent and just have faith in yourself and faith, of course, in God. And things are not coming your way. It may not be your time, but there'll be a time they'll come your way. So for the young people, I would advise them, don't give up. Mm-hmm. Just keep on plodding along, work, and go and don't lose sight of your dreams.
Oh, napakagandang advice po niyan para sa lahat ng, hindi lang sa mga kabataan, kundi sa lahat ng mga makikinig at makakabasa po ng inyong libro. Lastly, Attorney Linda, ano po ang inyong pwedeng maging imbitasyon para sa ating mga kababayan, lalong-lalo na patungkol sa inyong libro?
Yung mga kababayan natin na dito sa Australia o sa Pilipinas, ang payo ko lang sa inyo, huwag kayong mawalan ng pag-asa. Especially in Australia, maraming mga protection ng mga bata dito. Maraming malalapitan. Kung may problema kayo, get the right person. And if you've got some obstacles along the way, remove the obstacles because if I can do it, you can do it.
Saan po nila mahahanap o mabibili yung libro po na isinulat nila?
Press Amazon and they get the book. They can either get it digitally or as a paperback edition.
Yeah, and we'll get to know more about Andrea Linda sa pagbabasa po ng inyong libro. Maraming salamat po sa inyong oras ngayong araw, Ms. Linda, Attorney Linda Jeronimo Santos.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Maraming salamat sa iyo. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.